Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. And this is Carl from ISF, and we have a very, very special commentary watch. And I would like to, of course, introduce again my wonderful co-host, Rachel. Say hello, Rachel.
Hello, Rachel, and all you shiny, happy listening people out there.
And we are very, very pleased to have the return of one of our stalwarts to this commentary watch, and that would be Doc, a.k.a. Eric. Hey, Doc, nice to have you with us.
It's great to be here. Tongue-tied, stupid. Ah, that's me. Don't worry. Happens all the time. So, yeah, it's good to be back. I don't know if everybody's aware, but I'm kind of sort of retired at the moment, but I'll be making appearances, different shows, and helping with something special that's coming up very soon.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I'm excited about that.
And one of the things that's very special right now is that Deviant Legion is on Twitter, and we're going to be expanding our universe. Let's just leave it at that. You're going to want to hide from us because you won't have a place to hide in hopefully like 2 months. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's what's going on here. Now,
we're doing it everywhere.
Yes, we're going to be everywhere. So we're doing a very special commentary watch because we lost someone very, very special this week and someone whom I love dearly and have been a big fan since the 70s. And that would be Sonny Chiba. So I'm going to pass it first to Doc. When did you first run across Sonny?
I first came across Sonny back in the days of VHS. I went through a kung fu phase when I was younger, and it's a phase I actually never got out of. Then I wandered down to the video rental place that was within walking distance of my mom's house and grabbed a movie called Street Fighter, right at home, put it in my VCR, and literally had a fist come out of my TV and bitch slap me multiple times. So,
yeah,
I was so blown away by the epic amount of just pure violence and insanity that was in the Street Fighter. I mean, like, this was a type of fighting that you didn't see in a lot of kung fu flicks and martial arts films. Like, you'd have Bruce Lee, who was very fast. He had almost like a dance when he moved. Now, Sonny Chiba will rip your arm off, beat you with it, and then rip your, well, if you have one, your penis off.
He does that,
throat, and then throw you out of the window. So,
yeah,
he does. And his type of character in his films really doesn't care if you're male or female. If you mess with him, he will smack you down. And you just really didn't see that very much in the martial arts films at that time. And Sonny Chiba came in and was like, all right, I'm the baddest mofo around. You're going to have to deal with it. So there.
And how about you, Rach?
You know, honestly, I could not tell you where I first encountered him because, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, like, he's always been around. He's just, like, one of those faces that I couldn't tell you the first movie I saw him in because, I mean, he's been in movies since before I was born. And so it's just, like, you see him and you know some feisty shit is about to go down. But I don't know. I mean, like, I've seen a lot of his movies. I have a lot of friends that are really into martial arts movies. And my mom's ex-husband was really into martial arts stuff. So I saw a lot of that when I was growing up. Honestly, it was probably just some movie that was on TV on a Saturday. I mean, hell, it could have been Street Fighter. But ever since then, like I told you, we talked about this, Carl and I, that, you know, I consider Sonny Chiba kind of like the Danny Trejo of martial arts films. Because, you know, Danny Trejo is kind of like the token Mexican badass guy. Well, that's what Chiba is for the Asian community. He's kind of your token fucking badass. And I don't know. There's always something, like, when you see him in a movie, it's just, you know, it's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I have a wonderful argument with Errol Thomas, who runs a lot of grindhouse things, and we always have this argument of who would win a fight between Bruce Lee and Sonny Chiba. And I can tell you this, Sonny would win. You know why? Sonny would cheat. Sonny would bring a gun. Sonny wouldn't fuck around. You know, I mean, serious. Yeah. And even Bruce Lee has said if he sees a gun, he's running away because he can't fight a gun. Right? But that's what Sonny would do.
Martial arts and pull it away.
Yeah. And the thing, too, about the Street Fighter, it was the first movie in the U.S. ever to be rated X just for violence. Okay? And yeah. I'm going to tell you something, folks. What you're going to watch today, which is the movie previous to the Street Fighter, it's Bodyguardo Chiba. Chiba. Bodyguardo, which is Chiba, the bodyguard. It's even more violent, and it's more insane, and you're going to friggin' love this movie. So one other thing I do have to say about the film is, by the way, if you look at ISF, I do have the link, which is ok.ru, on it, and please get it, start setting up. But the one thing about the film I do want to say is it starts out with a quote from the Bible. Not exactly, but you'll see this. But in Pulp Fiction, now Tarantino is a huge Chiba fan. And, of course, he was part of Kill Bill, Hattori Hanzo, which is actually a character he played on Japanese TV. But this quote is directly taken by Samuel Jackson in Pulp Fiction. So I wanted everyone to know that before we start, because it starts with that quote. So we're going to get to the movie here. Are you guys ready to go?
Well, absolutely. I've got the link pulled up. I am at 00. It's hard to do on OKRU, but I did manage it this time. So, yeah, I'm pulled up directly to 00 and ready for our countdown. Again, for all of you maybe just tuning in, we are watching The Bodyguard with Sonny Chiba. If you are expecting Whitney Houston to pop out looking like some sort of metallic pharaoh, you are definitely in the wrong room. this is going to be awesome.
Absolutely. No singing in this movie, actually. So that's a good thing, too. Okay, here we go. An hour and a half of insanity ensues, and we're going to do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Boom.
Orange screen.
Somebody's pretty loud there.
Evil in the name of charity and goodwill, step aside to the for he is truly
Somebody may need to turn it down. It's
I just turned it down.
It was you this time, Carl.
Destroy my brothers. And they shall know that I am
Chiba, the bodyguard.
Like a fist.
By the way, that's
the
a
face.
Fake. That's a fake Bible passage, by the way.
Really? They don't mention Chiba the bodyguard in the Bible? Are
no.
Are you sure about
no.
that?
I'm positive. By the way, New York in the 70s, folks.
I mean,
I would love to go back into New York during the 70s. Just like to cruise
and
down
42nd
Street.
By the way.
I mean, I've never been to New York at all, but New York in the 70s looks pretty fucking awesome.
I was actually there right before the September 11th attack, and I was in the back of a police car. That's a story for another time. I love the car.
Oh, yeah.
Very Batmobile. Must be Italian Catholic. They
yeah,
all had
of course.
Already.
Not exactly, you know.
Don Salvatore.
Wait. Rocco. Don Salvatore Rocco. That's even better.
They call somebody Don Pepperoni. I mean, geez.
No, it would
yeah,
have been Joey Pepperoni.
He doesn't exactly look Italian, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, doesn't exactly look Italian.
Viva Chiba, the bunny god.
Okay, so that was going back to his, the Japanese Justice League, that he did and all these TV shows that he did in China. I mean, not China, Japan. Now, remember that Bruce Lee was Chinese, Sonny was Japanese. And they were actually going to work together, but it never happened. Chiba!
Yeah,
come on, everybody! Chiba! Chiba!
Chiba!
I love how they have such dramatic moves for these guys just, like, warming up.
That, and we do all that just before breakfast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's probably before they go milk the cows and you know, check the rice patties and such, right? I mean, I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of ethnic stereotyping in this movie.
yeah. Yeah, there is.
Sony, because white people are just too damn tall. Sorry, that's from crazy people.
Kenton Floss, El Ministry. This is 42nd Street at its, like, greatest.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Karate films and titty theaters. That's awesome.
Now, just so everyone knows, Kenton Floss was a Mexican comedian.
I did not know that.
Pelati.
Okay, that pinky on that hand is creepy. It's like half the width of all the other fingers.
It's shot like a horror movie. Have you noticed?
Yeah. The
it sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah.
I love the score to this, by the way.
I love the fact that they're not explaining anything.
No.
This is how it is.
That's exactly the staircase. See, that right there was exactly what happened when I put Street Fighter on my TV the first time. I got smacked.
Hey, it's a new dance move.
I'm just thinking that. Make him look so easy. He didn't even have to take his jacket off. Honestly, I think he's punishing the guy for that hair.
Hey. It's the bobblehead dude.
That man hates afros.
One of the most used lines when it comes to Kung Fu dubs. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but Bruce has more speed and science. He'd probably do something like this.
I don't know if it's just me, but somebody is still really loud in the background.
Yeah.
But this is the movie that really pisses Lee against Chiba. And it's a big thing.
But why didn't this one get as much notoriety as, like, Street Fighter?
He's on his way back to Tokyo. He's running down some drugs. Hey, did you hear about the killing by the church? Yeah, that was
That's a really good question. I mean, I actually think the Street Fighter had better distribution, and that's why it was seen more. And people were,
This was not distributed in the U.S. until much later. This came out in 76 in the U.S., I think. Street Fighter came out in 74.
Okay.
And this only played grindhouses, by the way. Now we're out of New York. We're back in Japan. And we'll be in Japan for the rest of the movie.
I was about to say, you can tell by them, like, showing the eyes back and forth. They're really trying to give you the feeling that we're definitely not in the U.S. anymore.
That is the biggest airplane interior I have ever seen. Is it an airplane?
Well, I mean, you do have to remember this is back in the day. I mean, I heard you could, like, smoke on airplanes and stuff back then.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
I
yeah,
used to.
Maybe there was
and
actually,
they were...
like, leg room.
Yeah, this is like back in the day where you could, like you said, smoke an airplane, snort coke, do whatever you want to, pretty much.
Yeah, and apparently they had like real meals and stuff. Lord.
Oh yeah, instead of artificial peanuts.
Yeah, well, they don't do peanuts anymore either.
Here
so many
you go.
Allergens.
Here you go. Just that face, you know, he's gonna. Fuck you up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like I said, anytime you see Sonny Chiba's face, period, you know he's going to fuck your shit up. It's just going to happen. I mean, I kind of liken him to Chuck Norris. I mean, he popped out of the vagina, like, fully formed and beaten ass in a weird martial arts way. That's it. Like, Sonny Chiba wasn't actually born.
Of martial arts.
What was that?
The P.D. Wheatstraw of martial arts. You have to know the reference. You know the reference, right? Right, Doc? Yeah, he knows. He's laughing. He gets
yeah,
it.
He got it. That one went over my head. Sorry, guys.
I tell you, Sonny Chiba is the BAMF. The BAMF. B-A-M-S.
Yes, badass motherfucker. For those of you
yep.
who don't know, that is one of my favorite words. I crown people BAMF of the day. This guy is like BAMF of the just lifetime. I mean,
seriously.
why we are honoring him today and every other day we think of really great but also cheesily hilarious martial arts movies.
Because I did you know the man that you killed? Yes. All those men definitely. Not how do you know that?
Makes me so happy.
When I was in New York, I came in contact with a whole lot of people. And I can tell you this. They're a threat to us. You all know that there are a lot of drugs flooding Japan, corrupting our young, hurting us all. That's why I'm waiting now for my honor.
I want to thank you guys.
I will smash them one at a time. And he will. Trust me. Sometimes two or three at a time.
Oh.
What were you saying, Rachel?
Oh, I was just going to get a little cheesy and emotional here. I want to thank you guys. It has been, I can't remember how long, since I have been able to sit down on a Saturday afternoon and watch a horribly, deliciously beautiful, cheesy martial arts movie. And I really appreciate you guys being here with me for this. I am so happy, but also really sad that Sonny Chiba is dead. And that really sucks. We're not going to get any more of this. We're not going to get any more of this awesome cameos.
That's one way to open it.
Hey, listen, if you ever need a beer opened, he's the guy to do it for you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not anymore. I mean, unless you're planning on popping it on the edge of his casket or something.
Well, you can always pop him open in honor when watching this movie.
I mean, we got to pour one out for this homeboy.
Absolutely.
But I don't waste food, and also I'm out.
The greatest thing about a lot of Sonny's films is that they're not slow moving. Like, even the non-martial arts films that he's done, they're not slow moving. They're all like, bam, 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 bam. Oh, we're done? Okay. Wow.
I mean, they kind of just went into it in the first scene. Like, they just go fucking hard. They murdered a whole bunch of phony Italians and then, like, beat up everybody that had an afro in the martial arts school.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then they go immediately to airplane hostage. I mean, I'm already spinning. This is great.
10 out of 5 already. That score is only going to go higher.
No.
It's not as easy as
you
think. And what made you think that you can handle the whole home?
Yeah, you know I can. What do you think I've been spending all my life?
No, he can't. It's a Chiba movie. It's not going to fucking happen.
My phone just lit up. I'm completely unlocked and lit up. That's weird. Oh, well. Violence in T-minus 35 seconds.
Oh, yeah, something's got to happen to her. I mean, we already know that.
Yeah, well.
And by the way, I wish Ned was here because those shoes are killing it. Sorry, you know, I have to make my costuming commentary.
Why, hello. I'm Sonny Chiba. I'm violent. Hello. Ooh. God, being born in the 80s, a lot of fashion from the 70s, bled into my time zone, into my timeline. I remember seeing people with rose glasses all the time. And a lot of them, and fashion like that. Good stuff. Oops. See, I was right. Violence for 30 seconds.
You were right.
Why are you doing this?
So I just don't understand the sunglasses inside thing. I mean, I know she's like trying to be deep and mysterious.
I can answer that, actually. When you talk sunglasses inside, particularly in these films, you're talking about a shady character.
Well, yeah, of course. A shady,
okay,
albeit usually beautiful character. I mean, did you see those eyes?
Oh, yeah, femme fatale. Femme fatale.
Oh, yeah.
Goes
yeah.
back to the noir films of the 40s.
I'm your buddy. I'm
well, and actually, if you want me to get into it, even though this is the 70s and these are typically 70s fashions, you know that as far as, like, fashion trends go, they kind of tend to repeat themselves every 30 years or so. And a
yep.
lot of these fashions are very much just slightly updated from the 40s. So they do actually have a straight up, like, more modern but 40s kind of feel as far as everything I've seen clothing-wise so far.
Random silly back looks by a fully dressed man in a trench coat. That's amazing. Remember those tattoos.
Oh. Sheba, you better know what's going downstairs. Come on.
Oh, too late.
Love the imagery there.
What? What's with this? Did you see the sensor
what?
Bubble?
Yeah.
By the way, guys, just so you know, my littlest woke up a minute ago and has joined me on the couch. She is kind of sick, so I'm keeping her here with me. If you hear her in the background, I'm sorry, but she's fascinated
with no, okay.
this movie already.
Hi, Bromlin.
Family's more for us.
Okay, they're pixelating because this is the art.
This is the Russian YouTube.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, they're pixelating it because they do have censorship things. But it's
that,
funny because
that,
the horror movies really like this, but you can't see boobs.
Why is the mafia trying to get you? Why don't you tell me the story to make?
So what do you guys think of this dubbing? It's really unusual to see Sheba without a Sheba voice.
What is this thing the mafia's doing?
Yeah, that is a strange one. I was actually thinking about that earlier. I mean, they didn't do a horrible job of it, honestly, which I was expecting
no.
far worse. But it is strange, the voices that they pick sometimes.
For me, I've really got to know Sheba by going to the Delancey Theater in the 80s. Delancey Theater had a wonderful movie that always ran, and it was three kung fu movies for $5.
What a deal.
And it was a combination of Chinese and Japanese. This was right next to Chinatown. And I would go in, and they would let you go out and get some food and come back in, and most of them were not dubbed or subtitled. I didn't care because you got to see Sheba and all these people just kick fucking ass. Whoops, Bromlin's
oh,
there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, no, you're not on speaker. It's okay.
Okay.
And seriously, this is my kid. She's heard far worse. But it is funny. She's sitting here eating a giant carrot. Like a little Bugs Bunny over here. Eating a giant carrot, crazy bedhead, like fascinated by this martial arts movie.
Nice. Well, give her a big hug for us. We know she's not feeling well.
Yeah, quick PSA, everybody out there, get your fucking vaccinations. I have a 4-year-old with COVID right now, so screw you jerks. Okay, back to the movie there.
Tell us what you really think later.
Yeah, much later. Much later.
Oh,
there aren't children
yeah,
in the room.
I gotta go off on that too someday, but my aunt, who actually has been vaccinated, has COVID. She's describing right now as like a very mild cold and discomfort, but she's doing okay. I was exposed last week twice.
A nice test. Nice test.
And I just had a test night and I don't have it, so that's good. But yeah, please, please, please get your vaccine, wear a mask, and don't be a shithead about it.
Both our lives are being alert.
Yes, that is just it, because it sucks to have a sick 4-year-old, and it really sucks to not be able to explain to them that they have to stay inside the house for the next, like, you know, 2 weeks. So.
Okay, I know this really sucks, but we need to get back to the movie.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay? How can a beautiful hand be a deadly hand? Because it belongs to Sheba.
I'm so pretty, Crunch. Now you ain't so pretty, boy. yeesh. That made more sense in my brain than it did coming out of my mouth. I apologize to everybody.
That's okay.
This is too great. You know, I haven't seen any real ass kicking in the last 20 seconds. I'm starting to falter here. What's going on?
It's coming. It's coming. Don't worry.
Yeah, I was thinking we could make a drinking game of the Sonny Chiba movie. Like, you take a shot every time there's not fighting in the scene, but then I realized that you wouldn't get drunk.
Now, if you took a drink every time he throws a punch, he may end up in the hospital.
Yeah, I was about to say, you'd be blackout in the first 5 minutes, man.
Right.
Just drinking water, you'd friggin' drown yourself.
Yep. Gotta admit, the fashion sense is pretty good for the 70s. He's looking good.
I've been noticing that. I've been trying to hold off on making my fashion commentary, but I am loving a lot of this. Plus, I am just a dead sucker for a vest. Seriously, men, women, everybody should wear vests. They're just awesome.
Uh-oh.
This is violence.
Camera's moving around. 45. That means shit's going to happen.
Yep. Violence to 45. Nope. Starts now. My timing was off.
Oh. Also, you know, the dramatic turn in the music. Of course something's about to... Okay,
wait.
What are we doing here?
They're coming out of the...
No, okay.
They're coming out of the... Sofa?
They're hiding in the couch.
Couch sharks. Ah!
Couch sharks!
She looks far less freaked out than she should by, like, popping open
exactly.
The back of a couch and shit. Like, she's just kind of
okay,
sitting
how
there,
did
like,
they get in the couch to begin with? That's what I wanted to know. I remember
why didn't they just hide under her bed? I mean,
yeah,
if they'd
seriously.
Done that with the long stabbies while she was lying in the bed, we could have avoided the rest of this movie. But no. We have to have dumb henchmen.
Three guys in one couch. That sounds like an adult movie name.
Three guys in one couch. Yeah.
Well, this
is this
right in the
couch they
house,
just popped
so.
Out of? Or does
yeah.
she just have a lot of couches?
I don't know. I think it's a different couch.
I mean, I was wondering how that would work. Is he, like, levitating? Because if there were three dudes and they cut their way out... Why didn't they just use the fucking handle? Like, it doesn't even seem like they tried it. Like, that was so unnecessary.
Okay. Come on. This is wonderful.
Oh, broken arm. Nice.
They decide to draw her a bath?
Sorry about the
seems
pixelation,
like
folks.
Seems like
well,
she's really getting into this torture thing.
Oh, well, this is nothing compared to the last half hour. I'm sorry, you can't see the fucking hair. Until I was gone.
Did they shoot his arm off?
Yes, they did. That was a real disarming situation. Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, ow.
Yeah. I'm a pro at bad jokes.
See, this is the smart guy. He knows how to turn a fucking doorknob.
Yeah, with the fake arm, by the way. Just letting you know.
Is it the arm he just
yep.
shot off?
Yep.
Did he kick somebody's head off? Did that just happen?
Yes. Yes.
Wow, this is amazing.
This is like the best thing I've ever seen.
Are you seriously? This is nothing.
He seems confused. He's like, I was hearing moans of pleasure in here, but you're actually tied up and being tortured? Oh, sorry. I guess I can help you out now.
Yeah, sometimes moans and groans don't translate well into English. It's supposed to be like,
now
oh,
she decides to pass
not,
out.
Not, oh.
I think he was sleeping on the job, though.
Seriously. Just so you know, Sonny Chiba has actually been shot 47 times in this film, but you can't tell.
I mean, I'm sure bullets just bounce off of him. I mean, he was standing right behind the door when they shot through it, so I'm just thinking he's got, like, superpowers or something.
Now, wouldn't
yeah,
that,
Mr.
Chiba
took care of all the bad guys.
Yeah. Sonny Chiba versus Chuck Norris. Oh, my God.
I mean, that's
sorry,
just, like, that couldn't... I mean, that would just, like, open a black hole of awesomeness. The universe would just start sucking into itself.
Yeah.
I want the headman, that's all.
Yeah, and throw in Michelle Yeoh, too, while you're at it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can do that. I do love all the cars in this movie so far.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And just so you know, the kiddo is sitting here making her own commentary.
Oh, that's
when they
great.
Were shooting through the door. Yeah, when they were shooting through the door, she was like, they are shooting a door, Mama! And then she laughed when they kicked the guy's head off. And then at the end of the scene, she looked up and goes, are all the bad guys dead now, Mama? And I was like, yes, baby, they are. Mr. Chiba took care of all the bad guys. I think we've got a future podcaster here.
Oh, God!
You know I'm bad because I'm scowling and I have a mustache. That makes me a bad guy in these movies. I hope you know.
Well, they've also got, like, the Vaseline focus on the lens there. They've got to kind of obscure him to make extra sure just in case he didn't get it with the, like, mustache and the button shops and shit.
Oh,
I mean, the only thing he was missing was either a cigar or a cat, but I'm fully expecting that at some point in this movie.
Or both.
A cigar-smoking cat, even. I wouldn't put it past these guys.
Hi there. I'm the bad guy's cat. I don't like to smoke cigars. How you doing?
Oh. Sunglasses in the building. We got another bad guy.
This is a no
what,
know.
What is this with this character? She goes from like one outfit to like I look like a milkmaid or something. It's so weird.
Yeah, that one is a little weird. I've got a few things to say about that dress, and most of them are
One of the great things about 70s movies is the costuming. Because either it's awesome or it's like the worst shit you've ever seen in your life. Just remember, in the 70s, you had to wear bell-bottom pants, which almost always made sure that you did not get laid.
Well, you know, I like a nice boot cut on a man and stuff, but I don't know. I do love the use of the very crisp pinstripes, though. I actually really like his suit. It's very subtle.
I remember a time.
Yeah, I like the fact that the 70s, like, decorations.
You were 16, but you were beautiful.
Right, like super color blocked with weird mirrors and glass and chrome everywhere, but then you've got to mix in random textiles and bright colors.
Oh, yeah.
And don't forget wood paneling either. Wood paneling.
Right.
Oh, wood paneling makes me want to cry.
When I was an infant, up to about 5 years old, my parents rented a house from a farming family, and their bathroom was like this weird owl theme, had like this owl stuff all over the place, and the toilet was bright olive green.
Oh my God. When we moved into the house that I grew up in, actually the house that I live next door to now, it was a holdover from the 70s because it had been vacant for a while. And it had the mirrored wall in the living room, you know, the little square mirrors. Like, it had the mirrored wall. We got rid of an avocado green refrigerator. They had a Pepto-Bismol pink freaking bathroom. I mean, all of it. It was 70s to the max. Oh, our stove was like that weird mustard yellow.
We had that color stove, yes.
Yes,
oh,
yes. We have pictures of that shit. Like, it was awful.
I love those chairs in the background there. Those are pretty nice.
Okay, yeah. I do love a lot of the furniture from the 70s, but, man, their appliances were something else. And why does this woman keep getting, like, passed out? Or like, what is going on? She just can't stay upright for too long.
No,
or close, for that matter. I mean, she's getting really compliant here. Okay, there's my fighting. I feel better now. I thought we were in the wrong movie for a second.
Yeah, it went longer than a minute and a half, no violence. Yep. Wise man.
Ooh, we even have froze.
What the hell is that?
If you want to try to explain this.
I was trying to figure out what the hell it was. Is that a head of something? Looks
I'm
like
not sure what that is.
Or maybe some type of pig?
I think it's a pig's head.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Okay.
One shot only. Not good guys.
Dude, he's got to be like the horniest bad guy.
Well, it's all about sex and violence, kids. This,
I totally get it. But
you know, this was a grindhouse. This was even more of a grindhouse hit when it came over to the U.S. than because people loved it. And the interesting thing about Chiba, why do you think Chiba got, you know, you had Bruce Lee beforehand. And Bruce Lee had a philosophy and was wonderful in what he did, but he never hit the grindhouses. Why did Chiba and particularly the Street Fighter series in this film, why do you think he got the publicity in that? Do you have any reason
ultra
for that?
Ultra violence and sleaze.
More so than that.
Oh, exactly.
Because these ran in the grindhouses. And during the 70s, the grindhouses were controlled by the mafia. And all these lower-level mafia types would hang out in the theaters. They'd see these movies, and they fucking loved Chiba. Seriously. And so a lot of the following for Chiba came from the grindhouse people in the mafia. And that's why these ran in the grindhouses and Bruce Lee movies did not.
That makes sense.
Oh, my gosh. She's dressed like an old-fashioned school mom. And you're going after the Japanese mafia? Yeah, okay.
Right. I'm still in love with all of the suits in this so far. That is one thing I will say is I love, like, the collars and the necklines of gentlemen's suits in the 70s. Like, look at that shit. They have gorgeous usage of stripes here. And I agree with you, by the way. Like, everybody else is partying, and she looks like she just stepped off of my box of oatmeal.
Oh, we got to introduce you to Red Stream sometime. Oh, good God. We need Scratch for that one, though.
Which one? What movie is that?
That's the one with the black guy that's dressed as a cream of wheat box.
Okay, I'll talk to Scratch and see what we can pull off. Fun, not intended.
Oh, and I still have to bring this up now that we're watching a martial arts movie. There does, at some point, if we can find it anywhere, we do have to do Master of the Flying Guillotine.
Oh, that could be done.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. That's valuable. I know that's valuable.
I never see it anywhere, but I'm also, you know, kind of new to some of these that we have now, like OK.RU and all of that. So,
oh, geez. Boy, the fashion designer for this actress, you're right. She goes from like being on a box of oatmeal all the way to like looking like, oh God, I forgot her name. From the Beatles.
I have no idea.
Carl, help me here. She broke up the Beatles. Yoko Ono.
Oh, Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, from Cream of Wheat to Yoko Ono. What?
So Master of the Flying Guillotine is on Pluto, but it's with ads. I'm sure we can do this. I don't think that's a problem.
We'll make it work.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, and just so everybody knows, today's movie snack is just a basic-ass bag of popcorn with some white cheddar popcorn salt all over it, so...
No,
I'm trying to figure out. I was going to say that.
I figured if we were going traditional crazy martial arts movie, I'd go traditional snack.
Yeah. I just don't remember what I have in my fridge. So I'll get figured out eventually. Hi. I'm here to perform some screening, like I used to. Because I'm... Wow, that's one hell of a ride.
Okay, Joey's waiting.
Okay, listen to the music, kids. That means some shit's going to happen.
Okay, so they're on a military base, so Mr. Chivo is going to take on the military. My
yeah.
Really? Well, that's fun.
That just even ups his BAMF status.
Nice. Okay. Right.
Oh, we got some telltale music going on. What's about to happen?
Okay. So, Rachel, you inspired me. I have a movie snack now.
My tour of duty is over, so I'm going home.
This is the last party and my last job.
You guys there?
Yeah, we're here. Just waiting for this suspenseful stuff to happen. Or a shirt to get ripped, or somebody to get punched.
Well, for her to get half naked.
I mean,
that hasn't happened
that.
In a few minutes either. Hey, that's what I'm here for. I could say that shit.
There we go.
You left my hand.
Dude, don't push it. He will break more. And then rip off certain body parts and stuff and bang your face.
Exactly.
Anybody ever noticed so far that they're, like, really into that super back-and-forth, side-to-side camera action?
Oh, yes.
I also think this... I think the actual video itself has been cropped a little bit.
No, I know it is.
That's just me.
Yeah, well, that happens.
That's one of those from the tech guy. That's one of those bypass filters, I think, to prevent the video from getting flagged. Okay, you have to be seriously super strong to throw a knife with a punch of fire at that. Or something to
you.
Got this weird obsession with crosses, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's like Chiba's holy mission to rid the streets of sex-loving drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
You'll love this. The bodies are stuffed with heroin.
Oh, nice.
Bum, bum, bum.
It'd be really annoying to drive with a windshield like that.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to have to... I thought you were worried about the guys at the top.
The important thing is that I stopped the drugs. Now I know where
it's coming. You know, I'm used to sometimes TV movies, but it was like the more snarly voice. Like, you know, the bike, or not the bike, but like Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually in a movie, in a sci-fi movie called Terror from Beneath the Sea. It was called that? With like fishmen and all sorts of cool stuff.
You didn't get the money for it, the last thing I do. I guess you're going to turn me in.
What did the money do? I want the big ones.
Yes, all I want is the money. I didn't give you that because of those bosses. And now they're going to have to deal with me. So you can just do that too. You can just have fun. That's just a mistake. Because you see, I can get any.
So that's one thing you didn't see with Bruce Lee is lots of guns. Okay. Can you think of a Bruce Lee movie with guns?
Well, I mean, he was all about the martial arts. Sonny Chiba was all about the, I'm going to make this as badass as possible.
What the hell is this?
I don't know, but it hit a weird spot.
I'm going home! What are you, Alvin Lee, in 10 years after? Really?
Like, seriously, what is even happening right now?
Now, listen, I've been high on drugs many times, and I have never acted like that.
It's so weird how all the bad guys have this obsession with, you know, knives.
By the way, if you've ever noticed, if you're an American actor in a Kung Fu movie, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like more... the red shirt of Asian movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The clutching hand. What a way to go.
Yeah.
I keep it half expecting him to bust out the Gene Kelly right now.
God damn it, you're fucking smart.
You know he's a bad guy because he's beating up a priest and he said, God damn it, in the church.
Yeah.
Wait, no. I swear it looks like stained glass in the background. Not right there, but...
It's not a church, it's a strip club, I think.
Ah.
To some people, that is a church, but anyway.
Right? Don't know what religion you were a part of.
It's a strange little one. Came from a town in the middle of New York. Yeah. I don't know where to go else. Where else to go with that?
We'll get it all that bigger.
Well, he's got to put his sunglasses back on, just so people know he's the main bad guy.
Oh yeah. Hey.
I'm so badass, I wear sunglasses inside and no socks.
Ooh, that's just creepy. Now that's a noise. That's a cool building, by the way.
Mm-hmm. So the other thing is, if you're trying to follow the plot, don't.
I was just going to say, I completely lost the plot like 20 minutes ago. I'm just waiting for the beta. I'm just waiting for the fight points.
You mean there was actually
exactly.
a plot? I haven't been paying attention to that at all. Sorry,
about
guys.
Punching and drugs and tatas and more punching. Yeah, that's about all I got.
Why does she look like a fucking nurse now? Oh, wait, no, got the big hat and stuff. Apparently she's running away. I'm kind of weirded out by this, short sleeve dress jacket thing she's got going on.
Yeah, that is a little odd.
Yeah. They really like headless people in this movie, too.
Well, you know what? She gives good head. What can I tell you?
Well, somebody gave her that head.
Hey, everybody, heads up. Hey.
Oh, and on that bad joke, I'm heading out.
Excellent. We'll be back, folks. Trust us. We do this every week.
Well,
God,
if you want to call them
Headley,
that.
Headley! Headley!
Okay, bad guy shows up and suddenly she looks all seductive again. I think she, secretly wants him to keep trying to rape her. I hate to say that, but she's kind of putting herself out there like that. And, no, I'm not a rape apologist or anything. I was just making a really bad joke, guys, so.
I was going to say that. That's kind of... But, you know, hey, people have sense of humor, so just roll with it, folks. We are not PC for the most part, unless you're talking about computers.
Mm-hmm. By the way, what is it with the ascot that she's wearing?
I want to tell you what that's called, but I don't want to say it. When they have bows
say
like
it.
That at the top of your collar, it's called a pussy bow.
Oh, a pussy bow. See, that's
so,
why we have you here. We learn all this stuff.
See, I think we should have a talk with Fred Jones then. Yes, Fred Jones from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Fun time. So, I don't get it. Like, everybody else in this movie has pretty great fashion sense. They keep putting her in, I don't know. It's like they just put all of their costume choices in a hat and randomly pulled pieces out and threw them at her. Like, just threw them at her. It's not even on her. Like, here, figure out something to do with, let's see, a random half jacket and, you know. But all the seats are tailored pretty well. I don't get it. Also, what I'm wondering is, where's the random fighting girl from the beginning? Like, she kicks some ass. What happened there?
And then she, like, disappears.
Yeah.
From the moon. Yeah. You made a deal with Robert. Nice kid. Now, me. It's your job to kill the bodyguard. But he wants you to take care of the girl.
Is that why it's called the bodyguard? Is he supposed to be, like, protecting her or something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, I just figured that out. It only took me this long.
What is it? It looks to me like you can.
So they were double-crossed. They were thinking they were double-crossing the mafia.
So is there anybody not double-crossing anybody in this movie?
No. So I guess we have stormtroopers instead of snipers.
Yeah, because they can't even hit a guy standing behind the door.
Yeah, really.
Actually, I think everybody's shot a gun in this movie except for in the first scene, went to the stormtrooper stormtrooper school. I don't know why that was so hard to get out.
I love the pew pew gunfire noises.
Yeah.
You know, there, I think we're safe because they're actually running from sound effects.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, let's hide behind this post here, but, you know, we'll just look out on the other side real quick. He's not
they
very
never
good
shoot
at
one
hiding.
Out the open. Now, have you noticed that?
Yeah, that's... They keep... These guys can't hit anything. Or unless it hits Tommy so many times that, well, he's bulletproof anyway, so it doesn't matter.
And I love the cloppy shoe noises, too.
That's a staple in the Japanese movies, that certain sound.
Sorry, that's like Spinny jump over the dude.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're going to get some physical...
Oh my God, bitch, you have a gun.
He took it from the other guy, right?
Yeah, and gave it to her.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three against Chiba. Chiba wins.
Yeah, because obviously she's not going to do anything. Oh, we're going to do the fake out. No.
Okay.
And I just have to ask, how many henchmen do they have strategically hiding around this place? They just keep popping out at random corners, and they're all wearing black trench coats.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now this guy, you know some fucked up shit's about to happen. He's slow walking.
And just these people randomly show up out of nowhere.
So they're taking time to survey the damage before they get back to trying to kill the dude, right? Am I getting that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
They really need their henchmen paychecks, Doc. They suck at this. So confused. This is awesome.
I am completely lost right now.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the people who wrote this were too.
Basically, you had the Yakuza and the Mafia acting the same thing.
Oh, he's grunty and he has a hatchet. You know he's like the badass.
Oh, this is the guy who was eating the pig head before.
Okay. Right.
That just seems like a really ineffectual weapon to have, honestly.
A hatchet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can do a lot of combat work with a hatchet. Especially if it has a little bit of an arc to the blade, like a tomahawk type style. Or what they call Viking bad hand axe. Oh, you could rip and tear with that.
Okay.
But basically, against the gun, not so much. There's lots of people with guns. Just saying. Of course, they're all stormtroopers that can't shoot for shit. So, yeah.
Maybe the hatchet will be effective in this movie because the guns sure aren't working.
True.
Yeah.
Suddenly we have a dance. We have someone dancing. Okay?
And eating.
That is drunk. Yeah. Must be really fucking good, man. If you're done.
I was wondering about that. I was like, what the hell are they on? Like, these guys are fucking nuts. Did he just spit that back into the bottle?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to explain to the guy, that's not how the concept of drinking something works. Keep doing it.
Let's go get him.
We had the lip twitch. I thought you only worked alone.
Well, that stuff is exactly what she wanted to get the money. She wants the money, so she has the stuff. And like that.
Oh, is there a double cross?
Another double cross? A double cross on a double cross? On top of
a
double cross?
And a secret agent man, too.
Woo-hoo!
Just.
Sounds so cheap. Well, I mean, you are conning him, okay?
Yeah, seriously.
And now you're throwing it yourself at him, it appears. So, yeah, I'm sorry I'm going to call him like a season. You cheap. He's not beyond kicking a man's head off, but he's like, this is too much, lady. Like, that's got to be a real ego crusher right there.
Yeah, seriously.
Stay away from
but
me. I know what you're doing.
You know, remember, they're doing this in terms of the old school, film noir. So, you know, the good guy has ethics. The bad guys don't. All
right?
Right. That's the other thing about a lot of Sonny's films. He's usually the good guy without the ethics. He's like the chaotic. Basically he's chaos in pure human form that will do anything to get the job done, even not be so much of a good guy.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they're having this, like, crazy slap fest over here. I don't understand. She wears sunglasses inside, but not outside. Looks like she took her hiding cues from the bodyguard there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gotta hide behind this, wall that barely conceals me, but only for a second. Why is she running like one of her heels is already broken?
And not only that, how did she get inside and where the fuck is she?
I mean, to me,
it's
that was like a stadium.
Are we back at the stadium now? No, I don't think we're back at the stadium.
Oh, and she's doing the wall hiding again because that's been so effective so far.
And the cameraman is so trying to get up that. Shirt there. Jeez, you naughty person.
I And how did he beat her up there? That's my question.
Yeah.
And it's just a knife. Why didn't she just, like, run away?
Why do they always have to show the knife to the victim? Like, hi, this is right here by your nose.
Oh, here we go.
There he is.
Holding his britches up. You know he's serious now. Okay, now that they're distracted, you run down the stairs and get the fuck out of there. I mean, oh, I guess she wanted to keep a path clear for Sunny there.
The intense eyebrows.
Always the eyes. Always the eyes. And why the eyes? Think about it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. They're taking their mm-hmm. Leone.
Oh, yeah.
Movement.
I love that he does that shit.
Okay, so far he's, like, jumped over two people that I can remember and a moving vehicle.
Yeah.
What's this guy's deal? What the fuck happened to him? Why is he still flopping all over the place?
Guys, he broke his chest.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. That's the thing that happened.
I've had broken ribs, and it feels like that, but I've never had an actual broken sternum or broken chest.
I had a cracked sternum once, and that fucking sucked. I was also 7 months pregnant.
Ouch.
Yeah. So I totally get it, but it still didn't make me flop all around. Actually, I wanted to be as still as possible, but...
Right.
Oh, shit. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Now it's really on. At first, it was just kind of on.
Yeah. Well, we're getting to the end of this here.
Well, yeah. And also, how the fuck did she get so far away on the rooftop? Like, she's basically been standing in the same place the whole time, and suddenly she's, like, 1,000 feet away, like, running assholes to elbows, and she still can't get there.
Okay, not his chest, it's his arm. Sorry. It's his arm.
Must have been crazy. I could have told you to kick your ass. Shut up. Next time, you're watching. Good. Big dog. That's Cage. You're not gonna get us, Cagey. You're a tough bunch of guys.
Hey, Fox, we've really been working on that.
You know Chip is smarter than you, yeah? I wish you'd like to fight. What do you think you are? If I die, you can't get nothing at all. So watch out. Besides, Rico will only go out with me. Ain't that right?
Well, it's 11:57. Where's Tifa? Hey, it's a Seiko watch.
Those are great watches back in the day.
Oh, yeah. That's the friggin' Ludlich.
But don't go apologizing to me. It's just business.
Yep, just business.
Just business.
You love business.
Uh-oh, is something going to happen at 12? Maybe? What do you think?
I'm thinking 11:59. because if they really play up this plot trope for like 3 whole minutes.
I'm telling you, it's 12. It's a phone call.
Don't answer the phone. Oh, wait, the phone call's coming from your house. Oh, no.
Yeah, and you're Carol Kane. Yeah, right, whatever. She ain't Carol Kane.
No.
Or Olivia Hussey, for that matter. Told ya.
Boom. Oh.
God, those eyebrows.
Yeah. Really intense eyebrows.
I think they need their own set in this movie.
Yeah, those eyebrows are Murder Man from 10 Feet.
So, how many white cars are there? Seriously.
I've seen quite a few in this movie.
Yeah. Okay. Rachel, headdress, commentary, please.
Okay, give me a second. What do we got here? Sorry, I had to go grab a sip of my drink. All right. Oh, good Lord, no. No, turbans were a thing in the 70s. I totally forgot about that shit. Why? Oh my God.
Because you wanted to forget about it.
Oh, this makes me hurt.
I swear to God, you're right. The fashion sense for the men is perfect. For the women, not so much.
I mean, I just don't understand why you want to go around looking like a head trauma patient, really.
Well, maybe she accidentally got a boot to the head during all those fighting scenes where people got heads kicked off. I don't know.
But, you know, it's still better than the Quaker Oats dress she was rocking for a while. So I guess they're all
so true.
And I never quite got that, like, you know, three-quarter glove thing and the three-quarter sleeves, and it just feels so incomplete.
Where's the custom?
Hey, Sarah. There are 3 men here trying to kill you.
And I'm one of them.
by the way, that tie he's wearing... If you take a good look at it, that's going to be one of the worst ties I've seen in this movie.
Well, I have a collection of some pretty awful ties that, let's see, I'm getting a little bit of stripe here. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just here to break your other arm so that you don't have to wear that jacket like that.
I'm going to break your arm, in your leg, in your other leg. I'm going to crush your pelvis, and then shove your head up your butt. Perfect day.
Oh, now he's got a gun. These henchmen are really bad at henching. Seriously.
You go back to hench school.
I think so. Oh, yeah, he's got his bandolero back on, so you know he's going to, I don't know, just slow walk through the scene again. I still haven't seen him do much of anything, except for sharpen a hatchet and somewhat menacingly. Back and forth.
Oh, these zooms are killer.
Yeah, seriously.
So they get so close in, it's like, hey, I can see your sinuses from here.
Right? I'm like counting pores over here, man. He finally uses the knife. But he's been showing it to everybody in this damn movie.
Yeah, seriously.
Now what's he going to do for a weapon?
So the interesting thing is they were just at a marina. Now they're in the mountains.
I'm still trying to figure out how they got out of the parking structure into the stadium, onto the street, back to the stadium, and wow.
Oh, this is like one of those, now they're at the ocean. Oh, God, what the hell?
Oh! Eyes. The eyes have it.
Either fight Sonny Chiba or walk away. I would advise.
I think they're probably going to opt for walking slowly towards him.
Yep, there we go.
And you would be right.
Called it.
Well done.
Uh-oh, we're going to do the ree again. There we go. Called that too. Damn, I'm good.
Yeah. The eyes have it. Yeah. God, the camera work now is like cool. Boink.
Just jump over and yes, we knew that was going to happen. Well, that was quick.
Hi. I'm back in the movie. What has it been for the last several months? I don't know, but I'm back in the movie.
What the fuck is going on here? Like they suddenly decided to take some artistic liberties, but it just didn't work out.
And she double crosses him again. She double cross.
And the angelic voices tell us it's the end of the bodyguard.
Well, if that wasn't a trip and a half.
That was the
and there thing. You go, kids.
So he, like, literally failed at his mission, which was to protect her?
Yes.
That's the ending you give me?
Yes.
Yep.
Which actually, if you think about it, if you take a look at the Street Fighter, the original one, he basically is dead at the end of it. His idea on this was, you know, if you do anything, you know, against the law, even if you're a bodyguard, you know, to this woman, and of course she double and triple crosses him, though when watching a movie, you can't fucking follow it. Right. But she deserves to die because she wasn't as forthright and ethical as he was. But, yeah,
yeah,
he feels.
So
she was a bad guy. I mean, she was holding on to drugs from bad guys so that she could, like, blackmail them, I think, into giving
yeah,
her
and
money
try
for their drugs.
Money off of it and leave Japan. You know, it was all about mm-hmm. the mafia versus the Yakuza. And they're both basically the Italian mafia and the Japanese mafia, right? So they're
well,
they're
you got that out of it.
Well, listen, I didn't say the movie you could follow it. That's not why we friggin' watched it, okay?
Oh hell no, no, no. I watched it for like kicking heads off and shit.
Yeah,
exactly.
I didn't give a thing about it.
So as far as a 1 to 5 star kicking ass movie, what do you give it?
Oh, kicking ass, definitely like 5 stars.
Agreed.
I mean, we could have set a fucking egg timer to the violence in that movie.
You know, now yeah. I don't think it's as good as the Street Fighter. Okay, the Street Fighter I give a 5. I give this a 4. But this is more batshit insane. And you can't follow
yeah.
it. And you don't care. If anyone goes into this movie to follow the plot, that's not the reason to watch this movie. The reason to watch this movie is Chiba being Chiba.
Yep.
Which is just awesome in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the entertainment factor on this is through the roof. Plot? It's about as holy as Swiss cheese, full of holes. But man, it was fun.
Yeah,
definitely
absolutely. Now, before we go, do you guys have any suggestions on any other Chiba movies to watch?
Me personally, not as much, but I think you guys have probably got it covered.
What about you?
Well, definitely The Bodyguard. Then there's like Shogun Samurai or something from
yes.
the 80s.
Shogun Samurai.
Yep. That's definitely a good one. Terror from Beneath the Sea. I think that's what it's called. They actually have like fishmen and all sorts of stuff. Where Sonny
actually that's called Invasion of the Neptune Men.
No, that's a sci-fi black and white space movie.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that one, no. It's all good, because that one's fun, too. MST3K, that's Mystery Science Theater 3000, did a whole episode on Invasion of the Neptune Men, and it is hysterical. And, Terror from Beneath the Sea, check that out. It's Sonny Chiba versus Mad Scientist and Fishman. It's pretty cool.
Okay. I would also suggest the following. I would suggest G.I. Samurai, which is a samurai who is transported to World War II, which is rather interesting. Message from Space. Fukasaku directed that, and
yeah.
That's wonderful. Wonderful film. But I think one of my favorite movies of his is when they tried to turn him into James Bond. Do you know what movie I'm talking about, Doc?
Not right off hand.
GoGo 13, which is based on a Japanese manga. And basically,
oh my
GoGo
God,
13.
I forgot about GoGo. Yep.
That's a great movie.
That.
Great film. So I'm going to go around the table here. And I'll start with you, Doc. Give us your thoughts, your final thoughts on the passing of Sonny Chiba. And what he meant.
Well,
his legacy.
Okay. Sonny Chiba was, he definitely helped. Sonny Chiba actually was an anti-drug activist. And he was also an activist for stuntmen. And he had a whole organization that he created in Japan, which actually helped Japanese stuntmen and, you know, martial artists throughout, you know, films from when he created up until now. he's revolutionized high-caliber extreme violence in his movies, and they're completely, absolutely, and utterly batshit for the most part. And I'm going to sound like a real jerk here, but his death was completely preventable. He unfortunately died from complications from COVID, and I'm just going to stop right there because wear a mask, get vaccinated, that's it. So his loss is very tragic, and you can't replace Sonny Chiba. His movies are just incredibly good. I mean, they're a little bit cheesy, but you know what? That's what makes them fun. So definitely check out more of his films. You can look them up on IMDb and just see what you can find on YouTube or different sites. Or if you just want to order them. You know, order the movies. But definitely check them out.
How about you, Rach? Your thoughts on the passing of Chiba?
Well, I mean, while he wasn't as big of an impact on me as maybe you guys, I didn't grow up, you know, going to the martial arts cinemas and stuff like that. I mean, even I know who the hell Sonny Chiba is, and he was an amazing legend. He was an amazing legacy, and yeah, it is tragic that he was taken before his time, and I think that, you know, we could have seen more interesting stuff from him, maybe, you know, not in his elder years, like maybe not the martial arts as much anymore, but, you know, even just playing on that trope of himself is good enough. It's one of those things that, you know, like I said earlier, I really enjoy occasionally sitting around on a Saturday afternoon and watching movies like this. So, you know, Chiba is one of the first names that come to mind when I want to watch a kind of cheesy but awesome martial arts movie. I mean, I know Bruce Lee's going to be all good and wonderful and pure and full of light. I like that Chiba kind of takes that edge, and he's not afraid to kick ass in weird kind of ways.
Yeah. For me, I think one of the things that I think is very important is that he had fans like Quentin Tarantino, and it's always the older generation that needs to introduce to younger generation. And his Hattori Hanzo really did a major, major renaissance in his career and interest in his previous career here in the U.S. So much so that if you take a look, like Blade of the Immortal, okay, which was done by Takashi Miike, which is a samurai film. Stephen Ronquillo mentioned something that he was at the theater, and all of a sudden there's this 10-second cameo of Chiba, or, you know, 30 seconds, where he goes up to say he'll kill the main bad guy, and like everybody laughs at him, and that was Chiba. And so Stephen, in the middle of this large auditorium of people that are packed for this, goes and says, "It's Chiba!" And everybody starts, like, clapping. That's what his legacy is. He may not be as well known as Lee, but I can tell you this, his fan base is more rabid. We're always going to be with Chiba. And another film is Sushi Girl, which he only is right at the beginning and right at the end. I don't think he has 3 minutes worth of time in the film. But yet, guess what? He controls everything in the film. Just those two little, and this is the type of impact he has. And, of course, he brought that along all the way through his career. Let's not forget that he started back in the early 60s, late 50s. This guy is everywhere in Japanese cinema. He did Yakuza films. He did science fiction. He did everything.
And nobody out there has that lasting impression and lasting legacy that he had. And we will miss him terribly. And so, Sonny, wherever you are in cinema heaven, save a seat for me one of these days and we'll have a beer. Because you were damn near perfect here on Earth. And that's all I have to say.
Well done.
And all right, said. Folks.
Yes.
Okay, by the way, one thing we need to do beforehand, Rachel, what is the Stephen number?
Actually, we didn't go over that today. I think it's a zero.
Exactly. It is at zero. The Stephen number is at zero, and we'll keep you informed. All right? And that's all I have to say. All right.
Yes.
So just very briefly, I do have something to say. Give me a moment as I need to get to the studio here for a moment. We are going to be doing on Tuesday, we have an ISF show. And we're going to have a first-time director with us. And his name is Robert J. Walker. Robert J. Walker has done a short film called Sketchy. And we're going to be talking about it. Rachel, you'll be joining us for that. And also, we'd like to let you all know that Limes Marshall will also be there with us. And Limes will give us an update on what's going on with his projects. We're very happy with that. I've got a couple more first-time filmmakers to set up in the next couple of days. So we'll let you know on that on Tuesday. It looks like we'll have someone on Thursday, but I haven't gotten everyone set yet on that. So that's what we have so far coming up on Deviant Legion. So, folks, shall we just say good afternoon and good night? Unless you guys
have
got some little
good luck, all that good stuff.
I do have one little thing. Keep your ears and eyes tuned to our Facebook page, and we're improving our basically what we're doing, and we are improving all of our services. So we're going to have a lot of positive changes coming very soon. So just keep your eyes and ears open.
Very big announcement.
Absolutely.
Because they're going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, you are. Major, major stuff going at Deviant Legion behind the scenes, and we'll reveal that as it's time. As I did say at the beginning, we do have a Twitter presence now, so check us out on Twitter. I think we should say good night or good afternoon
good
or whatever
night.
You want.
Good afternoon.
All right,
and
folks.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us.